Here we are. This is Real World Radio, on air.
African People's Tribunal demands a radical shift in the operations of transnational corporations. This was a trend-setting event, says Amos Yesuntambul-Mipibo from Friends of the Earth Ghana. The African People's Tribunal, organized in Lagos by Friends of the Earth Africa, witnessed testimonies on cases from 10 African countries and ended with a call on governments to urgently ensure that human rights are respected and protected. It also found that the connivance between the government and the transnational corporations is objectionable and unacceptable. This was probably the first time that the civil society came together to address this regional problem, highlighted Amos Yesuntambul-Mipibo, coordinator of the Climate Justice and Energy Program at Friends of the Earth Ghana.
I think the Africa People's Tribunal can be regarded as a trendsetter, as a trend-setting event for Friends of the Earth Africa and other civil society organizations, other civil society networks in Africa, in that it is probably the first of its kind, specifically focused on agro-industrial plantations in Africa. It's probably the first time civil society organizations are coming together to use more of a legal means, or adopt a legal means to address not just one problem in one country, but more of a continental problem, an issue that is affecting a lot of African countries. So yes, we know that globally there is documented evidence that commercial agriculture expansion is one of the major drivers of deforestation and biodiversity loss. This is a global fact. We know that to be uniquely true. But we also know that increasing expansion in plantations is likely to accelerate environmental degradation in a global context. But what is surprising is the fact that very little attention has been paid to the expansionist goals, or the goals of these agro-industrial plantations, in that continuously we have seen expansions or increase in palm plantations. In Ghana, for instance, we are seeing expansion in eucalyptus and rubber plantations and other agro-commodities. And so because of that little attention that has been paid to these expansions, it doesn't seem like there is any local or even a regional response to the impact that agro-industrial plantations are having on African countries and local communities in African countries. Again, we know that recent aggressive land grabbing and deforestation is already causing a new wave of, if you like, colonization and oppression, and devastating impacts on local communities in Ghana, in Cote d'Ivoire, in Nigeria, and many other African countries. And so this tribunal is a trend-setting event, in that it's the first time probably that civil societies are coming together to address this regional problem. And it's probably the biggest regional platform that gives local communities the voice to actually speak to their struggles, their impacts, the violations that they are experiencing from the activities of agro-industrial plantations. And so, yes, this platform also is probably the largest regional platform where these impacts that local communities are suffering in the hands of agro-industrial plantations can actually be visualized and giving the local communities themselves a platform to present their case, to testify to their case and their cases of human rights violations, and also to sort of mobilize and strengthen civil society engagement, or strengthen civil society's against these agro-industrial plantations and the impacts of these agro-industrial plantations. Yes, so in terms of what trend it is setting, that's what I believe, the trend that I believe it is setting. So it's probably, it's most definitely an example for other civil society networks across Africa, other civil society organizations, and even Friends of the Earth Africa to also look at the possibility of modeling upon or using this as a model to address other emerging issues, for instance, in the context of trade, for instance, in the context of recent shrinking civic spaces. We believe, and impressively, we believe the tribunal was a tremendous success in spite of the COVID-19 limitations that it imposed upon the event. Initially, this was supposed to be, the event was scheduled to have been held in March, I think, 2020. But since the COVID, started, we have had to rethink the timing as well as the general composition of the event. But thankfully, we were able to organize this event, even though part of it was part of the participation was in person. Part a number of the countries were also joining virtually, but to a large extent, it has been very, very successful. Even in spite of the COVID situations, we still had a number of community members being able to participate in person, physically to testify to their issues, and a number of communities also joining via a virtual means. So, to a large extent, it has been successful. We are indeed grateful to all the participants, as well as the organizers and every individual or organization that contributed to making this this event a success. For now that the tribunal has come to an end, we are expecting that the agro-industrial plantations, the companies that are operating in each and every country that was present, and even the countries that were not able to make it, each and every agro-industrial plantation corporation or company that's operating in Africa will take notice of this event, will take notice of the verdict that will come out of, that has been issued on every single case, and begin to realign or take a radical shift, a fundamental shift in their operations, begin to take note of the violations that they are causing, the impacts that they are causing for these local communities, and then realize that the livelihoods of these local communities are equally important, and so they don't have the right to continue to violate or destroy the livelihoods of these local communities. We expect these agro-industrial plantations to realize that this is only the beginning of the mobilization, and the mobilization is going to continue. And it's not just going to be at the regional level going forward, but it's also going to come down to the national as well as the local community level. We are going to make sure that communities, local communities, begin to actually take self-initiated actions to bring these corporations, these expansionists, to bring attention to their activities and then the impacts that it's having on local communities. So we expect these expansionists, these agro-industrial plantation organizations or corporations, to take note of this mobilization and then stop the expansion in agro-industrial plantations, stop the destruction of forests, stop the aggressive land grabbing, stop the human rights abuses, stop the violation of women's rights. And then we also expect the individual governments in Africa to also take notice of this mobilization, realize that their activities, the policies that allow these agro-industrial plantation corporations to operate need to be retuned or reviewed in order to ensure that the livelihoods of these local communities are not destroyed. We expect the local governments to again take steps to adopt more agrarian reforms, more policies that promote the livelihoods of subsistence farmers, because these are the majority stakeholders in agriculture in Africa. We expect policies to be able to support and promote the activities in a more sustainable way. And we expect governments to begin to adopt policies that promote more of agroecology and rather than these monocultural, monocrop industrial plantations. We expect governments to put local farmers first, and we expect governments to put local communities first. Because, like I said, this is not going to be the last of its kind. The mobilization is only, this is only the beginning of the mobilization. And we are going to make sure that it's going to become even more vibrant in the coming years, both at the regional, the national, and the local community levels.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.